You are now entering Zone 4. Please be seated and prepare to experience the nerd aristocracy. Any offences encountered by today's broadcast will not be the responsibility of the Mars Sivex Consolidated Drilling Corporation or its subsidiaries.
Welcome to the Nerd Aristocracy, the podcast for all things nerd. Available worldwide at nerdaristocracy.com.
And now,
the leaders of the nerd proletariat, your esteemed hosts, Jonathan Bell and Ryan Reinecke.
Hello, welcome to the show, everybody. Jonathan Bell alongside Ryan Reinecke for this, the very special episode 42.
42, in which contains the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
And extreme couponing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Extreme!
Please don't say that every time. Okay, our guest today, old friend of mine.
How old is she?
Well.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You go way back.
We go way back. Our guest tonight, old friend of mine, Amy J. We met. I wound up in Chicago right after Katrina, as a matter of fact. And Amy J. was doing some stand-up comedy there as well. We met on the stand-up scene of Chicago. She was funny, friendly, and intelligent. So I took an immediate liking to her, and we became close friends and have been friends ever since. And she, although she's hung up the mic, so to speak, on her stand-up career, she very knowledgeable on many, many fronts. She is, I would consider her a member of the proletariat. Mm-hmm. She listens. I don't know if she would publicly admit it, but I know privately.
Does she like us on Facebook?
I believe she does.
Good. Okay.
I believe, but she,
qualifying.
Yes.
Qualifying.
Yes. But she also likes Lou Ferrigno. So it's okay. Hit or miss as far as her Facebook likes go. Anyway, she is on the line. How are you doing tonight, Amy?
Hello. I'm good. I actually just got back from using a coupon a bit ago. So I'm ready to.
Really?
Yes. School us. If I am, as you know from our private discussions, I'm just now getting into the whole couponing thing. I have my three-ring binder. I have my plastic divider pages. What's the next
yeah,
step?
Yeah, Amy, I don't know. Just I hate to start off like this, but I don't know whether to thank you or blame you because like you're giving a conduit for Jonathan's OCD to go like apeshit. He pulled out this binder with like baseball card plastic dividers, and they're stuffed with stuff. No, they're neatly folded with ironed coupons, and they're all in there. And
ironed.
That they're so crisp and so precisely put in that I didn't want to say stuffed to make it look madcap in any way. He's going about this very militantly, very organized, and it may be healthy for him. And thanks for being with us.
Well, it's a good place to put your OCD, honestly, because you kind of need to be a little organized for it.
Good point.
And if you're going to be OCD anywhere, why not be OCD somewhere? It's going to save you some money.
Very
so
good.
As long
Very
as it
good.
Keeps him out of gangs, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Keeps him off the street.
He's in the high risk group. He's in the high risk group. I mean, I just finally got him out of that prostitution thing. So
I know. That's true. He did his best work there.
I've been. I
know.
I was on hiatus from the hooking in Chicago because it was too cold. I only did phone ins. I only took reservations by phone. I didn't walk the streets.
Really?
If I recall correctly, when it got to be 50 degrees, you put on a parka, a scarf, and a hat and declared it to be too cold. So
that is true. That is true.
As he whipped his hair and moved up the street.
Yes.
So couponing. What coupon did you just use recently? I'm eager to learn about that.
For an oil change, actually.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people will, when you need an oil change, if you're not proficient in doing it yourself, you run to the local Jiffy Lube or same kind of place. I don't do that. I actually check the websites for National Tire Battery or Midas or other automotive places that aren't necessarily known for oil changes, but they will do them because they aren't necessarily known for them and people go in more they go in maybe just when they need new tires or whatever. They do offer oil changes, and they often have specials or coupons on their websites.
Now,
so I don't think I've paid full price for an oil change in probably 5 years.
Wow. So that's a pretty give-me coupon that you can get at any time is for an oil change place.
Exactly. Well, if you go – a lot of this, because so much is available online now,
mm-hmm.
If you go to various websites, a lot of places will just have a tab at the top with the specials or coupons or whatever. And if you know, hey, I'm going to need an oil change next week, and you check two places that are near you, check their websites, there's 99% chance there's going to be a coupon available, or one of the two of them is going to be cheaper, and just taking that 5 minutes to check is going to save you money.
Hmm.
I used a coupon for my oil change today, and it was very similar to like double coupons at groceries or using a coupon when one is on sale, which I'm sure Amy will get into shortly. But the regular low-grade oil change using the cheap, you know, generic oil or whatever
right.
was on sale for $29.99, and I had an $8 coupon.
So you could combine that?
Yes, they let me combine it. I don't know if that was protocol or that's what they were instructed to do, but he gave it to me, so I got a oil change for like $22.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
Well, the upside to the economy being so bad and people not spending a lot of money is that places want to retain you as a customer. So maybe they don't necessarily offer up, hey, we also have an $8 off coupon, but if you happen to have both, they're probably willing to give it to you because you're more likely to go back there.
Right, right. That's a good point. Like building a little customer relation, especially if you're like, oh, well, the Jiffy Lube's down the street, and I think I saw they had something. Do you ever do that? Do you ever kind of like intimidate them that you might, you know, take your business elsewhere if they don't cut
no,
you a deal?
I try to save my rough exterior for dating, but.
There you go.
So someone just getting into couponing as far as the grocery coupons are concerned, they've seen they've seen the show on TV where people get $2,000 worth of groceries for $3. I know for the most part that's not very realistic as far as something someone can a normal person with a job can do on a weekly basis, but tell us the first step as far as getting into the world of couponing.
Well, that's called extreme couponing for a reason. It's extreme. Your normal, average, everyday person like you or me or anyone else in the proletariat, A, doesn't have 40 hours a week to put into what they're doing. B, you're not going to get 50 Sunday newspapers every week to get all those coupons. You're not going to go to the recycling center and dumpster dive to get all the coupons.
Mm-hmm.
So expecting that you're going to get that you're going to have the results that they have is completely unrealistic.
Right.
As an average everyday person who just wants to save a little money, first thing is you want to make sure that you're organized. So your OCD kicking in is a good thing, but you don't necessarily have to have OCD to do it. I'm German. We're known for keeping good records. I tapped into that side to do mine.
Yeah.
Whether it's a three-ring binder like Jonathan and I each have, or just a little wallet-size accordion file,
mm-hmm.
you just want to be able to make sure that you have things organized, because it doesn't do you any good to clip coupons and then go to the grocery store and not be able to find them.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's my experience. It is like I'll clip a coupon and be like, oh, wow, what a great deal, $8 off or whatever, and then I'll find it like 3 months past the expiration date.
Well, and some stores will accept coupons after the expiration date, too. That's another thing is be familiar with your store's coupon policy.
Okay.
Some stores do double coupons, but only on certain days. Some do them all the time. I live in a state that doesn't believe in double couponing for any store, so it doesn't happen. So be familiar with their policies. And, again, those can be found on most websites for the stores. But I know there's one chain up here in Chicago that does allow for expired coupons for up to 30 days after.
Wow, that's very giving of them.
Well, it's because it's a manufacturer coupon.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that people who use coupons are ripping off the store. Manufacturer coupons, the manufacturer reimburses the store. So it doesn't cost the store anything for you to use a coupon. it actually benefits them because you're still in the store shopping there, and then the manufacturer pays them for that coupon.
And you're probably going to get out of stuff anyway while you're there.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you're going to do your day-to-day shopping, and if you have a store that tends to have good sales, you're going to go there on a regular basis. Another thing to watch out for is, well, not watch out for, but be aware of, is which stores will be price matching. So you've got a sale ad for store A, but store A isn't anywhere near you, but store B is around the corner and will price match. Just take the ad for store A into store B if they have better prices, and you can get your price matching, use your coupons, yada, yada. Walmart especially will price match right at the register. The cashiers will do it. You don't have to go to the customer service counter or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I believe Walmart's going to be price matching for Black Friday as well.
Ooh.
I don't
that's
know when you guys
savage.
This one out, but...
Yes. Yeah, what I found is most establishments will say, like, okay, for price matching, it has to be a brick-and-mortar store. Like, we can't match online. We can't match Amazon. Nobody can, you know? So it's got to be a brick-and-mortar store that's within a certain, like, radius of this store, like 30 miles or 60 miles. Is that something where they try to, you know, they try to put some boundaries on it so you can't be like, oh, well, there's this place in Saskatchewan that, you know, they'll give it to me for free?
It generally would have to be a store that's a direct competitor to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something within 30 or 60 miles, and again, that's usually something that'll be published in their coupon policy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find it on their website, usually if you can get a store manager or they have a published copy of their coupon policy at their customer service desk. But generally speaking, yes, you would need to have a printed, published ad that has a specific price on it on a specific quantity or what have you, in order to do the price matching. But again, because the economy is bad and they want to retain you as a customer and they'd rather have you spending money in their store than some other store, they're nine times out of ten they're gonna price match for you.
Now,
unless they specifically don't.
Here's a question regarding typical coupon policy. Where if a store says we will double coupons up to 50 cents, does that mean they will double a 25-cent coupon to 50 cents, or does that mean they'll double a 50-cent coupon to a dollar, or does that mean they'll double, like if I have a coupon for a dollar, will I save a dollar, or will I save $2 or $1.50?
Usually what that would mean, and again, it would go by store policy.
Right.
Generally speaking, when they say we'll double up to a dollar, if you had a coupon for 75 cents, it's not going to double to $1.50. They'll put it up to a dollar, but they won't double it to $1.50. That's
okay.
Usually what that means. Some stores are a little different. Some stores will allow for overages, but most stores don't. Like if you have a coupon for a dollar off and an item is 80 cents, some stores will allow you to put that 20 cents towards the rest of your purchases.
Whoa.
Some stores don't. Some stores don't. So again, you want to be familiar with the stores that you shop at and their policies.
Man, I got to find deals like that where my coupon is worth more than the sale price of the item.
Yeah, and pays for part of the rest of your purchase.
Right.
That's
either that or I would totally get it. I would totally be okay with getting an item for free.
Now, is there any scenario where you would actually leave a cash register with more money in your pocket and shit to bring home?
Again, that depends on the store. I have CVS near me quite a bit. There's a lot of CVSs. And CVS often does their extra care bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had situations where something is $3, but they're offering $2 back in extra care bucks. Well, I've had a dollar off coupon, so out of pocket I'm paying $2, but I'm getting $2 back in extra care bucks. So essentially I got that item for free.
Right on. Dude,
Walgreens also does register rewards, which is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, checking the ads, because those are all published in their ads. They want you to come in. Also with CVS, they do 2% back every quarter. So your summer spending, suppose you spend $200 at CVS for the summer quarter. When they start the next quarter, you get 2% back in an extra care box. So they do that quarterly.
And they keep...
And that's before your coupon. So your total purchases before your coupon.
And they keep track of that just on your customer rewards card or whatever?
Yes, your extra care box or whatever it is card, yeah. That's why you always want to – that's why they ask you for it every single time.
See, that's interesting. And, sorry.
And I know people say, I got all these cards in my wallet. Do you have them for the little keychain? It's not that hard.
Well, I don't go to CVS that often to warrant having one in my wallet because like CVS and Walgreens, they seem to be good for just a couple of things like I need Q-tips or eye drops, excuse me, but anything else there seems grossly overpriced as comparison to, say, a Walmart. That might just be my perception, so I'm like, eh, the card, no, and the cashier more often than not has a card that is kind of, boop, scan. And so now I'm wondering if they're building up a shitload of credit on their own CVS card under the auspice of helping me out. And at the end of the year, they're going to get cash back. But
no, actually, I can speak to that because the first time that I got an extra CareBucks card, first time I went into a CVS, they asked me if I had one. And I said no. And they said, okay, here you go. And they gave me the one that they had been using. And so I already had, you know, $500 worth of purchases racked up on that card before I had ever even used it because they had been using it for everybody before me that didn't have one but didn't want it.
Oh, nice.
So then when that's done, they go on to the next one. So usually that card that you just gave somebody else money for is going to go to somebody who I guarantee you will use it because they cared enough to say, yes, I want the card.
So I should go to a CVS, and every time I go there, claim I don't have a CVS card so I can get their CVS card that they've been loading up. And just
no,
have like 18 cards to cash in at the end of the quarter, huh?
No, you sly bastard. Because you have to register it with your address and your email. And that's another thing. Like for people with the email on, I get emails from CVS on a regular basis where it's $5 off a $20 purchase. And if you give them that one before you give them any other coupons, you're taking $5 off of $20. And if you have other coupons, you'll probably end up spending about half what you would have without any.
Okay.
So people better sign up for email lists, often get other deals that other people wouldn't get. Same with liking companies on Facebook.
Oh, really? Now, you get like the coupon of coupons. You get the special, like, insular ones.
Right. Another thing is, another tip for people just starting out, because there is so much available on the internet, I have a throwaway email address that I use just for couponing and these websites and stuff, so I don't get a ton of email every day in my normal email address.
Right. That's very smart.
I have another one that's just for my couponing stuff, and that's the one I use to register for the various websites that I sent to Jonathan that I'm sure you guys will put the links up for on the websites that I check on a regular basis. And a lot of those websites will do the hard work for you. Like, if you don't want to have to make a special trip to CVS, if you don't know if there's anything that you're going to want, or if you want to be able to comparison, okay, is it better for me to go to Walmart or Walgreens or CVS to get this one item I need this week? A lot of those websites will have those deals up for you. They'll also break down which deals are going to have the register rewards or the extra care box. So a lot of those websites are putting all the work into it for you. It's been a lot easier to do this stuff since I started, 6 months ago? It hasn't even been that long.
Well, you've only been doing 6 months and you know all this shit? Wow. I'm sorry. I was going to ask you how long you've been doing it. It sounds like you're an old hat. Like you've been doing it for years, man.
I obsess easily, so it's easy for me to fall into it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But those websites, like hip2save.com, coupons.com, you can print coupons right from your house if you don't want to get a Sunday paper. A lot of those coupons are already on that website.
Wait, what are those websites again? I'm sorry.
Coupons.com is the one where you can print coupons. Hip2save.com is a really good one.
Thank you.
There's another one that I check on a regular basis because I live outside of Chicago. It's ChiTownCheapskate.com. And she does Jewel and Dominic stores that are local to the Chicago area that wouldn't necessarily be on those other websites. That's another thing. If you do a little Googling for coupon deals, whatever, and your location, you may be able to find a website that's a little more specific to your region. Like, and I know you guys have different grocery stores than I would have up here.
Right, right. Absolutely. So, with the Winn-Dixie and the Rouse's, you know.
Yeah. Local. I'll give me just a second, and I will go down a rundown. I've done some research already based on coupon policies at different grocery stores in our region. Fred's, the dollar store, will double coupons only on Saturdays, and they will double them up to 70 cents.
Okay.
So Food Giant, which has a location in Biloxi and a location in Gulfport, and I'm sure they have other locations around the southeast.
Those are some shitty stores.
Food Giant will double every day up to 50 cents.
Okay.
So it's something to consider, because if you can find an item on sale and they'll double the coupon, then it's worth going in the shitty store. The good store, Rouse's, doesn't double or triple coupons.
They don't have to. They're good.
Winn-Dixie doesn't either. Save-A-Lot doesn't. Frugal's doesn't. Dollar General doesn't. And Family Dollar does not.
But Winn-Dixie has, more often than not, the buy one, get one free thing. And that's what I go for, because I'm... To date, you guys are like converting me hardcore. I'm like, feel left out. I don't have any of this information or these cool like little books with shit in them. But I'll go for that instant savings kind of thing. Like, oh, with your Winn-Dixie card, you get you know, one box of Triscuits that costs $3.50 if you buy this one other box of the Triscuits for $3.50.
Right.
So that's great. And every time I go there and I give my Winn-Dixie number, I'll see my tab go down at least 30%. That's
right.
What I shoot for.
But see, what you can do with this is, if you got a coupon for Triscuit for $1 off, then you would get two
just
boxes.
Punch that cashier in the
you
fucking
would
face, huh?
You get two boxes of Triscuits for $2.50. So you're getting them for $1.25 a piece, you know, as opposed to $1.75 a piece.
See, I maybe it's the time, the process. Like, maybe you can talk us, Amy, through the process of like identifying what, you know, products speak to you. Because when I see like a big, you know, mailer that comes just full of coupons, there might be like one item that I've tried before in that entire thing, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good deal. Should I go out of my way to try this new product so I can save money? But I don't see like so many products, maybe because I'm not looking for them, where I can save money on.
Well, generally the Sunday paper will have all the coupons, the inserts in it. And again, one of the websites that I mentioned does a Sunday coupon preview on Saturday. Wow. So you can go in and look and see if it's even worth your time to go get the Sunday paper if you don't have a subscription.
Right.
You can, you know, if you look through the list and say, okay, well, there's not really anything that I would use a coupon for. I don't take coupons for things that I know I won't use.
Right, right.
I mean, the other thing is, every product is going to go on sale at least once within a 6-month period. So if something is on sale that you're going to use a lot of over the next 6 months, you would generally want to get a 6-month supply of it when it's at its lowest price. So if it's at a great sale price, you want to stock up. Because of that, it's just me. It's not like I have a family of four or anything. Mm-hmm. A 6-month supply of pasta is like 6 boxes. So
right.
If you happen to know how much your family is going to go through, new products, for example, there's like a new granola thins from Nature Valley. Those just came out fairly – they're fucking delicious too, by the way. But those just came out fairly recently, and there have been coupons all over the place for those, and they've been on sale because they're a new product.
Nice.
Those have a higher shelf life because they're granola bars.
There
you go. That's another thing. You don't want to stock up on something that doesn't have a high shelf life or that you don't have the fridge or freezer space for either.
Right, like cheese.
Because it's just going to be a waste. It's a waste of time. Cheese you can freeze, but if you have the freezer space for it, you can certainly go ahead. But
okay.
Now, I know
it's just a waste for you to go through all the trouble of that just to not use what you've got. So,
now, I know you said that, of course, it varies from store to store. But in your experience, when you say stock up on, let's say, Suave shampoo is $2.50 a bottle and you have a coupon for 75 cents off and it's on sale for $1.50, so you can get it for 75 cents. Does that mean if you want to buy 10 bottles, do you need generally 10 coupons? Or can most of the time, can you use that one coupon? I know it'll say on the coupon, but for the most part, do you have to have 10 coupons, or can you use one to buy 10?
No, you would need one coupon for each item.
Okay.
But that being said, even if you don't want to go through the trouble of clipping coupons, even if you're just looking to save a little money, if you know that it's only going to be on sale every 3 to 6 months and you know what a 6-month supply is and you can get it for 75 cents a bottle as opposed to the $2 a bottle it normally is, why wouldn't you get enough for 6 months rather than getting one when it's on sale and then just having to pay the normal price in 2 weeks or whatever it is you're going to need?
Right.
Or if you need 10 of them to get your 6-month supply, but you only have 4 coupons, still get 10 of them and use your 4 coupons, you're still saving money on what you normally would have paid over the course of that time.
Now, on that coupon Saturday coupon preview you mentioned, can you can you print out those coupons?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll be available on coupons.com. Not always. There's also on Hip to Save. She does, Colin, she's great. She does a printable coupon roundup every couple of days. So if there's been a bunch of coupons that you can print, she'll have like the links or whatever on there. You can just go to the one post on her blog as opposed to having to dig through all the posts to find something that pertains to you. But again, with that preview, you'll know whether or not is it worth it for me to even go out and get a Sunday paper to have all these other coupons that I'm not going to use. If there's only one or two that you would probably use in there, you can probably steal your neighbor's paper or something. I
mean, well, Amy, I was about to ask you, have you ever scanned or copied, made a telefax of a coupon that's in a newspaper and brought that duplicate in? And how is that received by an establishment?
No, that they probably would not allow copied coupons because...
Are they going to run the marker on it like they do for $100 bills?
Tell you to fuck off.
Well, no, I'm trying to find a way around buying a newspaper.
Fuck off with your counterfeit Triscuit coupon, you fucking douchebag.
Give it to me.
Well, like, I don't buy Sunday newspapers. I have a coworker who gets 4 newspapers every Sunday because she knows her paper guy, and there's 3 Chicago local newspapers. So she gets 4 Sunday newspapers. She goes through
okay, they are
one
different newspapers. They're different newspapers.
Right.
Okay. I thought she was getting 4 of the same one. Gotta check out
they're
Heathcliff.
Different newspapers, but they're the same coupon insert.
Okay. Okay.
So she's getting a Chicago Sun-Times, a Chicago Tribune, the Naperville, whatever, and the Aurora, whatever.
Right on.
So she goes through to see if there's anything that she wants. It's just her and her husband. So she, you know, will take one or whatever. And then she brings in the rest of the inserts for me. And then whatever I don't go through, I give to another coworker. And she goes through, like, I don't need the coupons for diapers. She's expecting. So she takes those. So it's possible if you work in an office environment or if you have a neighbor that has a subscription and they're not using the coupons, you may not need to buy a newspaper anyway if you know somebody who gets it and doesn't care about that stuff.
But at the end of the day, if you can save $20 on your groceries, it's worth $1.50 for the paper.
Right.
That's true.
Or just to hang around one of the newspaper machines and, like, stick your hand in there before it closes after somebody buys one.
You cheap, cheap bastard.
It's all about saving.
Newspaper coupons versus the internet. Is there a difference generally in what types of items are offered in each? Or is it basically the same shit? It's just up in the air.
It's usually the same stuff, although some stuff is available on the internet more often. Mm-hmm. Last week, Wendy's has a new burger they're coming out with, and they offered a coupon for a free double cheeseburger. Well, there were 2 links, and you can print twice from each one, so I got 4 free double cheeseburgers coupons. Nice. You're not going to see that coupon in a newspaper, generally speaking.
No, you're not. Wow, that's impressive. I've been looking at moving all my sundries and my long shelf items, buying in bulk, as you were saying, but rather than the coupon route, going to somebody like Amazon and buying, say, you know, a 3-month supply of toilet paper from them. And I'm wondering, when all is said and done, if I might not save more going that route than doing the couponing.
I think that's going to depend on shipping charges as well.
Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime. No shipping charges. 2 days. Thank you.
Wow.
But you got
to stand corrected.
You got to listen up.
I pay $79 a year for that.
You got to factor in the $80 you spend on
that's for a whole year,
membership.
Though. Well, and I know because I do actually listen to the podcast. I don't just hang around and wait for Jonathan to love me. I do actually listen to the podcast. I know, Ryan, you've been trying to eat better. You guys have been doing that lesbian, vegetarian, whatever thing you want to call it.
Lesbitarian, yes.
Right, lesbitarian. because a lot of people are trying to eat healthier, there have been a lot more coupons for organic foods and healthy, what would essentially be considered healthier foods and not just, you know, it's not all just coupons for Hamburger Helper, which is delicious and I'm sure you miss.
Are there still coupons for like cookie dough bites?
As a matter of fact, I just went through my book earlier to take out my expired ones, and I know for a fact that they do still make coupons for things that are horrible for you.
Now, how do you divide a portfolio? Do you divide it by, like, category or, like, what's going to expire first is in the front so you know you to burn through those? Or, like, how would you, you know, system that?
I actually use a pre-printed divider system that's from one of the other websites that I check. It's crazycouponlady.com, and it's crazy with a K. And she was one of the ones on extreme couponing. So she's got a 32-page you print out, and it's got the various categories. You just do what works best for you. If it works best for you to have however you would normally walk through your store as the way that you would see your coupons, you can just flip through the pages as you're going.
Oh.
For me, it works out to use her system because I'm to the point now where I know which page is what. I know page 12 is going to be salad dressing. I know page 14 is going to be refrigerated stuff. I know page 16 is freezer stuff. I know the very last page is the pet stuff. That's where all the coupons for my dog's dog food are going to be.
I can only have six categories, though, because the dollar store only had one set of tab dividers left, and I refused to pay Office Depot $6 for a set of five tab dividers. So I can only have six categories.
You could cut them with scissors.
I've broken it up into entrees/meats.
Slash meat sounds disgusting.
Breakfast foods. fruits and vegetables, salty snacks, sugary snacks,
man,
pastas, breads, and grains.
I gotta put on my dress and get a fucking cat.
And,
I feel like an old lady here. Watching Jonathan flip
condiments, sauces, beverages.
Oh, that's good. You got one for the hand dye.
Toiletries. I've got my toiletries.
You're going to use the toiletries. That's the one thing everybody
medicine
uses.
And
you're not going to feel good in the future. It's a
and
fact.
Then home stuff like smelly smells.
Oh, I like the smell.
Aluminum foil, shit like that.
I use shit like that.
So that's how mine's done.
Ryan mocks. I give it 2 months before Ryan is neck deep into this shit and no longer mocking.
I'm resisting.
When
dude.
He sees my stockpile of personal lubricants, he's going to be so fucking jealous.
When he's like, hey, I need 8 antiperspirants and or deodorant. Can I come to your garage or carport, depending on what region of the country you live in?
I have been turned into Dr. Octopus. I will change when I come to Jonathan's house, and I'll see like a plasma screen TV and a fountain that's perpetually spewing gold and chocolate and something else, and be like, where did you get these wonderful things? Oh, with all the money I saved from using coupons.
Yes, and not switching to Geico. Amy, tell us a little bit about samples, because I've heard a lot of coupon people talk about free samples. Like, I see it on Facebook. Ooh, I got my sample of Febreze or whatever the fuck in the mail today. Is there a secret sample society?
No, I appreciate them, but sorry, my dog. I get a lot of free shit in the mail, but again, those websites will tell you when, hey, there's a new product coming out and there'll be a free sample for it. Or if there's a product that you're very fond of and you like them on Facebook, they'll say, hey, for our Facebook fans, click here and enter your address and we'll send you a sample of whatever. So again, those websites will tell you where to go to get the good stuff. You don't even have to do the hard work anymore. They'll tell you.
Well, I like a lack of hard work. That definitely appeals to my
speaking our language now.
Lazy propensity.
You and I are putting less effort into saving money than Ryan is in trying to defraud the newspaper companies by stealing newspapers from them.
That's true. Ryan's like, no, I find it worth my time to stand outside for 7.5 hours until a homeless bum comes by and buys a newspaper, and I can leech off him.
Oh, what are you doing? Get a new blanket? I'll just, you don't mind. I'll just get one of these.
Oh, let me hold it open. These things got to breathe. You know, it's been humid around here.
Let me split those with you. I know you're depending on them for warmth, but I really need some fucking...
I want you to cover up with the life and style section.
You don't want the classifieds. It's really thin.
Yeah, I hear Vanity Fair is much more insulating.
Black Friday deals. I know you mentioned Best Buy does the wristbands. Can you explain the wristband policy? Like, if I go up there to Best Buy tomorrow and are like, yeah, I'm standing in line, will they give me a wristband?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Generally speaking, like, the big hot ticket items that they're going to have for Black Friday, especially stores like Best Buy or the electronics stores,
yes,
they don't have a ton of them on hand. They only have 6 or 10. And sometimes you'll even see in the ad a minimum of 6 per store. Like, yeah, that really instills a lot of confidence in me.
Right.
So what they'll do is the people that are lining up outside, they will give them a wristband. And if you don't have a wristband, you don't get that item. They know how many of that item they have. The thing with that is I believe they usually start doing those wristbands the night of, depending on when they're opening. I know Walmart, for some of their like flat screen TVs and stuff, when they had their 5 a.m. sale starting last year, they started giving the wristbands out at 3.
Okay.
So if you weren't already in line by like 3:30, you weren't getting one.
Yeah, Best Buy opens at midnight. There's a TV I want. They open at midnight on Thanksgiving. So I'm trying to see if I can pay that Ryan's homeless man friend to stand in line for me, and then I can buy my Sharp 42-inch LCD TV for $199.
Now, if you don't get it, if you don't happen to get the wristband, the Monday after Black Friday is Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest internet shopping day of the year.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man, Black Friday, that's for fools. You don't want to do that. That's like just throwing a steak out there at a bunch of starving Africans or something. I mean, sit at home on your computer and surf and find a comparable deal there.
But the deals aren't going to be as good.
A big fucking deal. You know,
that's not true.
It's worth it.
Sometimes, sometimes it's actually a better deal.
That's right, Amy.
Especially with stores like Walmart, where they'll do site to store. You don't have to pay for shipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if it's over like $50, a lot of people just write it off. And I'm sorry, I've never actually done a Black Friday thing, and that's something I don't have to experience, to be frank. I
mean, okay, you show me a quality 1080p LCD TV on Black Friday for $199, and I'll admit my being wrong.
1080p, wow. Private investigator.
Yes,
I can't show you one of those. I can't even show you that on Black Friday.
Okay,
you don't even know what you're buying. 1080p,
1080p, $199 from a respected
company.
Find
it right now.
From a respected company.
You guys keep talking.
Brand new.
Now, okay, remember how I mentioned they usually only have 6 or 10 of a certain item?
Yes.
There's a reason they only have 6 or 10, because
yes,
they're losing money at that price.
Right, that's what I'm telling Ryan. Amazon ain't going to sell 5,000 TVs for $200 a piece because they're probably losing $200 on each one. That's why they only have 10. So Amazon is only going to have 20 or whatever. They're not going to have 5,000 Cyber Monday TVs for $199.
You don't even know how Amazon works. They rarely have anything. They sell other people's stuff through their own portal. Welcome to the internet.
Well, I'll buy through whoever's fucking portal or whatever that thing is on fucking Doctor Who.
TARDIS?
Yes.
Now, I will say this about internet shopping.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an avid internet shopper, I know you guys have the tithing thing through Amazon. If there's other websites that you frequent when you online shop, check out Ebates.com. When you sign up for Ebates, go to Ebates first, and they'll list out the various websites, and a lot of them will have 3% cash back or 5% cash back or other coupon codes that can be used. I never do any online shopping without going to Ebates first.
And what
then they
is
pay that out. Ebates.com. It's like a rebate without the R.
Right.
But basically, they will point you in the direction of other websites, and they have major websites on there. It's not like it's, you know, builds flat screens out of his trailer.com. I mean, they have reputable, well-known websites. And then quarterly, they will send you a check for whatever your percentage of cashback was. They just verify your order. If you go from Ebates and click through to whatever website, they track your order, and then you get that cashback percentage quarterly. And you can either have a paper check mailed to you, or you can give them your bank account information if you're one of those people. I usually just have them send me a check. But I don't do any online shopping without going to eBay.
All right.
Say 42-inch TV for $199?
Yes, from a respected – this is a Sharp LCD TV. I don't want –
Now, explain to me why you're all gung-ho about this Magnum PI TV when you keep telling me I can't get a DVR because I don't have digital cable. Why do you care about having such high-end TV if you don't have the high-end signal coming into it? I don't understand.
Well, he's got the Netflix, and with the Netflix, you get the HD.
And some of their products. And I have a PS3,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of watching news like the news. When I watch CNN, half the shit on the right side, half of it's cut off. The shit on the left side, half of it's cut off. The shit on the bottom, half of it's cut off, because I'm still rolling with the old school tube.
Yeah, you should square, really see his current TV. It's,
square.
You need to know.
You would have us believe you're watching 20% of your television.
That's what I feel like I'm doing. When I'm watching football, the Fox Sports score at the top left of the screen is cut off. And I can't see what the goddamn score is because it's cut off of my television. Because they're now broadcasting everything for widescreen televisions. Yeah.
You have such white girl problems.
I know. It's fucking terrible.
Life's tough.
Sold out of Twilight tickets.
You could do with less than 42 inches in this room, you know, unless
that's
you,
what she said.
Like, hey, yo, unless you watch all of your stuff, like at the kitchen table. And even then, you know, you could get by with a respective 32 to 38 inches.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is it's to your point where you're like, whatever Black Friday deal, you can find it on the internet for better. So I know.
Okay,
that's not what I said.
No, that's what I said. That's what I said, and I couldn't find it. You're right, I couldn't find it. I can see that point. But I bought my 32-inch TV a year ago or so when TVs were more expensive, way back then, for $250. And it's a 32-inch, and it's very nice, and it's a Samsung. And granted, though, going Craigslist or, you know, used classifieds is, yes, a bit of a crapshoot.
You had to pay $250 plus a hand job, and I'm not interested. And the $250.
Yeah, but I got it, so I'm not gay.
Jonathan, can I ask a question here in this whole scenario of you paying a bum to get you a TV?
Sure.
Okay, so
he has a name.
Well, now that you put it like that.
I cut to the chase, my friend.
Yes.
So is this a brand that Walmart would also carry? Because remember I said Walmart is going to price match.
Yes.
So you may not even have to be up at the middle of the night or whatever. Not, you'd still be up, but you may not even have to pay a bum. If you can just go out on Thursday, get a newspaper so you have that Best Buy ad in hand and take that to Walmart. If it's a brand that Walmart would carry, it will price match.
Okay. But wouldn't the pandemonium...
So while everybody else is fighting it out for six of them at Best Buy, you're over at Walmart.
I like that,
pulling your little fingers together. Smart. Like Mr. Burns.
Yes. Okay. Well, Ryan can be my Smithers.
You got to make sure it's the right model number there.
That's true.
Of the Sharp.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, obviously you would want to make sure that it's the exact same item so you don't waste your time, but...
That's true. All right. So in closing, essentially the whole deal or the goal of couponing is to have your coupon and find the item on sale as well, so you get double duty out of it. And although it's not available, double couponing or double stores that offer double coupons aren't in your neck of the woods. There are a couple down here in our neck of the woods that do. So if you can double the coupon and get the item on sale, that's really the goal.
Exactly. To save as much money as you possibly can on items that you would normally get anyway.
Right. And we will definitely put those websites, coupon websites, up right below this episode.
Very helpful.
On nerdaristocracy.com. Is there anything else we didn't cover that you think might be useful?
Oh, check to see if your stores offer military discounts if you're a member of the military.
Mm-hmm.
Some stores do, especially near bases.
What kind of proof do you need to provide to military. Say that you're in the military?
Just a military ID. Would you stop trying to scam people?
Would I have to shave my hair?
But police and firemen and stuff also get those discounts.
Okay.
Because
firemen.
If I were Ryan Reinecke, mm-hmm. I could have gotten a $5 haircut, because one time I went into a barbershop or salon or whatever the fuck you call it, and I was wearing a New Orleans Fire Department shirt that a friend of mine on the New Orleans Fire Department had given me. And they were like, oh, you're a fireman? We give all police and fire $5 haircuts.
Ah, dude.
But I wasn't going to be a fucking degenerate and
so
lie
I
about it.
if I had a cop hat on too, would it have been like $250?
They would not buy you as a cop for a fucking second.
No, a cop and a fireman.
Yeah, well, unless you're talking village people, cop, or fireman.
No, I'm like a detective. I'm one of the smart people that went to school and did things with their brain.
What exactly does that mustache look like?
It's kind of a Himmler.
Creepy, petter ass.
Yeah,
sure.
A Himmler.
Anyway,
I got one question.
Yes.
Sorry, Amy, before I let you go. This has always plagued me. You look at a coupon. In all the fine print, it says this coupon is worth 1/100,000th of a cent, or 1/100.
Are you really about to ask me if you stack up 1,000 of them, if you'll get a penny?
Exactly.
Like,
yes. Okay. So I go.
I don't understand.
What?
You're willing to stack up 1,000 coupons to get a penny, but you think it's you're not seeing the benefit in clipping a couple coupons to save 50 cents on one item.
Because people have done that before. I want to be able to knock on Nabisco's door and say, I have 300,000 coupons of the same make and model.
Beep,
give
beep,
me $3,000 cash right now.
Back up the U-Haul.
You know?
I see you trolling.
What? No,
I
use a proxy.
I see you trolling.
You can't find me.
Oh,
so in theory, though, if I had 100 of those, could I go to Kraft and say, give me a penny? Would they be compelled legally to give me a penny?
Just so you can go to sleep with a smile on your face, yes. Yes, they totally would.
They would be compelled. All right, Amy, I will deal with him for the rest of the evening and while he's cutting coupons to save a penny or get a penny refund.
1/100.
Thank you so much for your expertise. You're a doll, and hopefully people can dig up some of your awesome stand-up on the internet somewhere.
All right, don't call me till you started watching Breaking Bad. I'm still mad about that.
I've watched the first three episodes. The bug has not bit me yet, though.
Amy, what am I going to do with this guy? You know,
I don't know.
Pearls before swine, huh?
Anyway,
it's
thanks.
It's been fun, guys.
Yeah, thanks,
yes,
Amy.
Yes, it has. And your expertise is very much appreciated.
And thank you for the sketches you've made, capturing some fine moments from some of the episodes of the Nerd Aristocracy. They really tickle me. It's very
my pleasure.
Very sweet you take
you
that
time.
You
in that little black tank top was my personal favorite.
Oh, well.
It.
Thanks. Mine too.
It's classic. All right, Amy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah, yeah.
Gator Tots. Hold up on ice.
I can speak and clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
I always get the 2-ply.
One of you can get it, my dear.
I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like top ramen. Me top ramen.
Hey, folks, welcome back to this, our brief second act.
Yes, brief second act. We're going to be closing up shop here. The interview ran a little longer than
too much
our
good
normal.
Stuff.
I know. Amy J was full of great knowledge. We thank her for joining us. And as I said, she was at one point a very, very funny stand-up comedian. Enjoyed some success in the business. And I'm sure there's some videos still around on the internet of her.
So if I go and I search Amy J.
Yes, Amy J. Stand-up comedy, you might happen upon a few of them. I know she has hung up the microphone, but she is still a very funny person, but no longer a touring comedian. So there you go. Anyway, we thank her for her expertise.
Yeah, you guys have given me kind of the Pepsi challenge here. I mean, you guys were going at it with all these savings and stuff, and you know I am inherently cheap, and
yes,
I mean, as scheming as I am, I think the cheapness will trump out because that'll pay more in the long run. And I don't know, I might have to go into foray with this, and I'll catch you up on that if I happen to on some future nerding out.
Yes, good deal. Mm-hmm. Well, let's wrap it up with the nerd word of the week. This is a new segment where I pick out a fun, interesting word that is not overly used in the English language and give the word in the definition to the proletariat.
Good, good. Let's do it.
This week's word, taciturn.
Mm. Mm.
Taciturn.
Heard that before. Taciturn.
You've heard this.
Yes.
Do you have any guesstimates as to its meaning?
To do something with tact, I guess, like a taciturn decision. No?
No. Okay. The definition, according to Merriam-Webster, uses a word that I didn't even know existed. So that's interesting. But the definition of taciturn, spelled T-A-C-I-T-U-R-N, is temperamentally, not temperamentally, as I thought it would be, but as you can see here on my screen, temperamentally disinclined to talk. So I would have defined it as temperamentally disinclined to talk.
Okay. Did you look up temperamentally?
No, I have not yet, but I wanted to see if you had ever heard of temperamentally, spelled T-E-M-P-E-R-A-M-E-N-T-A-L-L-Y.
Is that like really the correct spelling of temperamentally?
I don't know.
You know, one of those things that we've gotten
let's
lazy
see.
About.
I'm going to look up temperamentally.
Now that you mention it, taciturn or taciturn? I have come across that in books where, like, the war-worn soldier was taciturn at the meeting.
Right.
Where they're kind of just arms crossed, not really brooding, but removed from engagement. Okay. That's a good word. That paints a good description.
Yes, apparently it's not temperament, it's temperament.
Holy shit.
You see? This is why we do the nerd word of the week, because I would have sworn on a stack of 15 Bibles
that it was temperament.
That it was temperament.
Holy cow.
But it's temperament. I would have lost the fifth grade spelling bee on that question and been fucking livid.
Temperament.
Yes. Oh my God. That I'm going to have to consciously.
That fucked my world.
Taciturn's good, but I'm going to use this one. I'm going to piss people off and you're going to think I'm a faggot even more.
Yes.
Because in between sucking their balls, I'm going to say,
oh, how's your temperament?
Yeah. Your testicles are have a pleasant temperament today. Yes. You're going to be like, what'd you say? Temperament.
Yes. You got to emphasize that A. But anyway, taciturn, basically, I guess today's.
Like, it's not menstrual cycle, it's menstrual cycle.
Right. I guess today's definition would be emo. Disinclined to talk. So.
Yeah, but you just want to slap somebody that's being emo these days.
Right.
If somebody's being taciturn, you kind of want to give them their space, you know? They might cleave you with a broadsword.
Yes. The quote is...
Taciturn temperament.
Yes, it is. The language of origin of taciturn is French or Latin. French taciturn with an E from Middle French, and from Latin taciturnus.
Taciturnus.
From Tacitus.
Tacitus.
First known use of taciturn was in 1734.
Oh, kind of new.
So there you go, the nerd word of the week. And we learned two words this week.
It's a twofer, yeah.
Yes, we learned taciturn and we learned temperament.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Write it down.
Brains equal blown. Anyway, folks, that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. Join us next week for more nerd knowledge being spread about like Ryan Seaman. Extreme! have a good one, folks. We'll catch you next week.
Laters.
You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of damn nerds. Nerds!
Nerds! Nerds! Nerds! Nerds! Nerds! Nerds! Nerds!